Listener production.
Tasmanians most at risk of homelessness in the country and a major reform for the state's emergency services. Partly cloudy for Hobart today. We're heading to a top of 26 degrees. I'm Tessa Randello and this is your Hobart Local News. Tasmania's housing crisis is going from bad to worse. New data showing last financial year, 28% of people identified as being at risk ended up being homeless, the worst rate in the nation. The Productivity Commission's report also finding in the past decade there were less than 400 new social houses built. And Labor slammed the state government, accusing them of failing to deliver on housing promises. Also revealed in the report, more than half of Tasmania's child safety investigations are taking more than 4 weeks to get started. The Greens are calling it a sign of the system that's failing, but the Premier insists it's a priority area for the government and that improvements need to be made. A major reform on the way for Tassie Emergency Services, Fire and State Emergency Service merging across the state. They'll operate under one agency. After past reviews have highlighted governance and communication issues, Premier Jeremy Rockliffe says it'll make them stronger into the future.
We need to set up our emergency services, strengthen them for the future, to respond to the ever-increasing needs and support that Tasmanians will need into the future.
Off the back of a historic move from the Hobart Council, pressure's mounting on the federal government to change the date. From 2024, Council won't hold citizenship ceremonies on January 26, and Chairman of the Aboriginal Land Council, Michael Mansells, now hoping Canberra comes to the table.
The weakness and the failure of the federal government to change the date has put enormous pressure on local councils, sports people, members of the public who don't want to celebrate January 26th, but the failure of Albanese means everybody has got to react to it somehow.
The opposition leader says he won't let Kanye West into Australia, and the immigration minister has a lot to weigh up. The Anti-Defamation Commission is behind calls for Canberra to deny the US rapper entry to meet his new in-laws in Melbourne due to recent hate comments about the Jewish community. Peter Dutton's now back to that, calling Kanye's comments disgraceful. And we're being encouraged to jump on public transport to help with Hobart's congestion issues, but commuters are frustrated by cancelled services. In the last 2 days, 45 bus services across Hobart were cancelled during peak hours. Metro saying the company has apologised for the inconvenience and the operator had a bus driver shortage because of the number of unplanned absences. Another Pride jersey saga, this time in the NBL. Several Cairns Taipans players were hesitant to wear a rainbow logo for today's Pride round match against the Phoenix due to their religious beliefs. There are reports they'll just wear plain jerseys instead. Sydney Kings guard Sean Bruce has told Fox Sports when his side heard about the round.
Yeah, it's something that I guess was flagged with players early on in the season, and it's obviously super important to make sure everyone feels safe and welcome to our game, and something basketball's being more inclusive with, and something that the Kings we really support.
And the Hurricanes are heading north to face Brisbane in the Big Bash this afternoon, facing the Heat up in Launceston.